Teresa of Avila, Christian saint and mystic. Teresa was born on March 25th in the year 1515 in Avila, Spain. Teresa became a Spanish nun and is one of the great mystics in the Christian belief system. Teresa was the one who initiated the Carmelite religious order reform. In 1535, Teresa entered the Carmelite convent of Incarnation in Avila, Spain. After 2 years of being in the convent, she became very ill and was an invalid for 3 years. During these 3 years, she developed a love for prayer. After her recovery, the following 15 years, she was in a state of being divided and in between two worlds, which was the spiritual realm and the waking state of the mental world. In the year 1555, she experienced a mystical awakening. In 1558, she started the process of reforming the Carmelite order. In 1567, the new reformed order was accepted by Rome. Now Teresa was able to establish more convents for women and monasteries for men for the Carmelite order. Teresa's reform allowed for nuns and priests to be more secluded from the world in order for them to have a deeper connection with the divine presence. In 1567, Teresa met a young Carmelite priest, Juan Diepes, who would later be called and known as John of the Cross, the mystic and poet. Teresa, upon meeting this young priest, realized he would be the one to help the Carmelite reform for men. Despite Teresa being frail and having health difficulties, she was able to establish 16 new convents throughout Spain. Teresa was an author, and her spiritual writings are widely read. Her written works are classified as part of the Spanish Renaissance literature and Christian mysticism, which still attracts interest from people around the world. Teresa of Avila is still mentioned by people interested in Christian spirituality and mysticism. Teresa of Avila died on October 4th in the year 1582. 40 years after her death in 1622, Teresa was canonized by Pope Gregory as a saint. In 1970, Pope Paul VI proclaimed Teresa the first female doctor of the church level to acknowledge her spiritual legacy to Christianity faith. Teresa of Avila experienced in her life that she had a mystical experience, which she called it perfect union with God. Towards the end of her life, she experienced what she called the blessing of tears. She also shared in her autobiography called Life of the Mother Teresa of Jesus, she mentions of having visions and of a seraphim angel appeared and pierced her heart with a golden lance, which had a fire at the tip. The account of one of her visions is depicted in a famous painting called Ecstasy of Saint Teresa by the artist Bernini, which is on display in Rome. By the time Teresa became a Carmelite nun, the convent was having high-level socialites and political people coming to visit on a daily basis. This causes the convent for women and monasteries for men to have a party-like social atmosphere. Teresa felt the Carmelite order had become too lax and longed for a quiet spiritual setting within the walls of the convent to allow for deeper spiritual work and inner contemplation. The original Carmelite order was renunciation from the world, where most of the day was in solitude, prayer, and reading spiritual literature. Teresa was able to get Rome to recognize her reform of the Carmelite order for both men and women. To this day, the Carmelite order is known as a reclusive, solitude religious order that sustains contemplative prayer most of each day. A modern way of saying this is that they are the prayer warriors for humanity and this planet. In Teresa's writings, she was consumed with mystical thoughts, and this was reflected by her teachings on the ascent of the soul to God. Teresa shared of how this takes place in four stages. The first stage is called the devotion of the heart, which is prayer and contemplation. The second stage is called devotion of peace, where the human will is surrendered to God and being in a state of quietness to only be partially distracted by the world. The third stage is called devotion of union, which concerns absorption in God. This is an ecstatic state which is experienced as a blissful peace as the higher soul faculties takes over the ego and a person is enraptured by the love of God. The fourth stage is called devotion of ecstasy, where the consciousness of being in a body disappears. Memory and imagination become absorbed in the love of God through divinely intoxicated while in union with infinite source. Many times upon arriving back to this physical reality, the person awakens in tears. All this is regarded as the culmination of the mystical experience. Teresa shares in her writings how important it is throughout each day to frequently take time to be alone with the divine who we know loves us. Teresa's writings are regarded as among the most remarkable in Christian mystical literature. I will read a prayer Teresa wrote and was found among her personal items when she passed. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing make you afraid. All things are passing. God alone never changes. Patience gains all things. If you have God, you will want for nothing. God alone suffices. It is love alone that gives worth to all things. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Teresa of Avila, the Christian mystic, saint, and author.